Well, let's get into what are some of the other key indicators that South Africans, particularly South African investors, need to watch in the US?
Let's just wind back because probably the listeners are more used to watching the JSE, etc. The S&P 500 has had a significant rally in the last, say, 6 months. And we've really seen a rally in driven by initially by, let's say, the big seven names, the magnificent seven, let's call it. Then, you know, I've seen Nvidia, et cetera, and the hype around AI. But then more bottom up, you have seen a more US equities. Now, the markets have been significantly strong. But what is an indicator was really interesting is in March, I believe, inflation came slightly higher than expected. Mm-hmm. And you saw quite a significant reaction in U.S. U.S. markets with equities down 5% on the back of that number in 1 month. They have rallied since then and are currently at, let's say, historic highs. Mm-hmm. But it's an indication of how the market is reacting to negative numbers. And I think that's the most important indicator. Looking forward, there is at best one rate cut priced in for 2024 at the moment. And that means we have plenty of room for slowdown in employment, slowdown in manufacturing, and how quickly will inflation go back to towards the Fed target of 2-2.5%. Don't forget, falling is not enough for the rate to cut for the Fed to cut rates. They want to see inflation come back to 2-2.5%.
When can we expect that interest rate cut that you mentioned there? I think it's something that obviously everyone is keenly watching. When will they cut them? Is there a particular date?
Literally the million-dollar question.
It's September. There's a meeting in September, right?
Yes, but you know what's really exciting about your question is, let's not forget that we have an election coming up.
Yes.
And though we say we can say that the Fed is technically, let's say, non-political, if you think about it, you know, doing a cut before elections, definitely it's going to have a positive impact on Biden or a slowdown in, you know, it's such a sensitive period that it's, you know, how that will pan out, I think literally is a million-dollar question. If they are completely independent, they're not going to be worried about the economy slowing ahead of an election. You know, because at the end of the day, no president wants to go into an election period with an economy that's potentially going in a recession. That's like the perfect scenario for the opposition. While we have to consider that, you know, at the end of the day, in November, we've got an election, you know, that we'll be watching a lot of indicators for the market at that point.
Super interesting times. Well, I mean, for someone who's listening to you, speaking to us, they're sitting in central SA, a farmer, you know, looking at their own investment, wondering, why is the US economy story so relevant to me or relevant to South Africa's financial markets? What would you say?
Okay, those are two separate questions. One relevant to anyone who is, so we work with clients globally, and our role is to secure and grow their wealth. And the best way is to diversify. So when you're as a farmer fully invested in a single country, you know, literally invested in the land, your wealth you should consider slowly diversifying your accumulation into other markets, other geographies, instead of everything. I mean, this doesn't just apply for a South African. This would apply for an Australian, an Englishman, wherever you are. So that is important, the fact of diversification and securing your assets. Now, from a South African perspective, overall economic perspective, well, the US interest rates are at the heart of it, what we could say are the risk-free rate. You know, any return on any other market is pretty much based on the return you get on the US 10-year. So if you see interest rates fall in the US, there's two potential outcomes. One, indirectly, that could see a fall in U.S. interest rate, South African rates, if everything goes well. If, let's say, the risk premium of South Africa remains the same. And so hopefully you're in the medium term, you could potentially see your mortgage rate come down. It, of course, impacts global growth and global consumption. You know, South Africa is an exporter of commodities, etc. Global demand is a very important thing. One thing we haven't spoken about is the softening Chinese economy and what impact that will have. That is another story, maybe for another day.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we are in a very changing environment globally.